on the Chick-fil-A line.
And they were looking at me confused.
Saying you ordered a Big Mac. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't think you got it, did you?
About they only serve chickens. I'm like, well, you know, you did lock me in as being trouble.
Well, I'm over here on 290, or the Moore Duncan Highway, as it's called, along this direction, where it intersects with Reedville Road, and I'm about, 10 or 15 minutes from the house, so I'll be here for just a little while longer.
I've got 40 minutes to go to get not to my house, but over to Mom's and to the hardware store.
Doing a task for Mom that you got to go to the hardware store.
They left off something off of our order list. It's going to be kind of hard to lock the door without the lock that was supposed to come with the door. So I got to do that, and then she's got some plumbing issues that she's got at her house with outside hoses and whatnot.
Those are the plumbing issues I don't like to mess with. Those have to do with outside faucets. And I just like the one at my house, which is actually just a freestanding faucet out in the yard where I hook my hose up for watering, washing the car and watering plants and things like that in the front yard. But anyway, sounds like you got a busy afternoon, my friend.
It turns out, apparently, it's a Friday.
All good things come about on Friday. Or maybe it's all bad things come about on Friday.
On Fridays.
Gotcha.
Bad traffic comes on Fridays.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm headed home, and we'll stay there the rest of the day.
At least I'm slowly working my way back to the house. That's a plus. As soon as I'm in the traffic, that gets... I start getting bad at 4:30 on Wade Hampton. But once I get north of Wade Hampton, the traffic's really not that bad.
On a nice little two-lane road out where I live, old Georgia Road out where I live, is a two-lane road. And the speed limit's only supposed to be 35 miles an hour on that road. Well, I'll tell you what, I have a rehearsal at Monday night at my church, which is about 6 or 7 minutes away from the house. And I now have to leave at, the rehearsal doesn't start till 5:30, but I now have to leave home at 5 o'clock because of the traffic on my road and Anderson Mill Road between there and where I have to turn on Nazareth Church Road to go to the church to be able to get there so that I'm not late, but at least a little bit early and maybe on time. So I'll tell you what, it gets to be interesting sometimes along that way. And interesting, I'm seeing a Burtford County District 5 bus, and it's headed down 290, and it's going well away from where District 5 is, unless they spread way out over here on this area down here. So never can tell. It's going by this new building over here with all the loading docks. They must have 20 loading docks on this building.
Hi, Gary. I just drove past KF4DOS. And it is busy up here on 123.
Making the turn where it goes down to my road, and they started construction on this new business over here. No sign as to what's going to be over here, but they're doing all the site prep work, you know, grading and graveling and rocks down and fixing up areas so that it doesn't wash away after they start doing it. And they got tons of both large rocks and small, fine gravel sitting over here on this thing. So looks like they're going to build another company in here. And they're just cutting down the trees and piling them up and getting rid of them. So it's more progress, as they say.
I was sitting next to one of the planning commission guys eating a meal one time, and he said, we either have to grow or we die. It's like, no, that's not the case. You don't actually need that much growth.
Any of that, Wyatt, did not get any of that. W2T. It
was up the hill. Did it?
4RMM Mobile.
Top of the hill, maybe I'm out of the hole now. KJ4 CTD Mobile.
Oh, I heard heard KO4RMS in there, and I'm going to leave you and him together because I'm about back to the house. And when I pull into the driveway, I'm going to lose the repeater, at least on, out of the car. Anyway, Wyatt, good to talk to you today. Have a good rest of the day, and don't overwork yourself this weekend with all of the little tasks you need to do. And we'll talk to you later. 73's W2T.
Morning,
KJ4,
Cincinnati Mobile. And then gaps call fire that other station.
Kaiser, Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Mike. My name's Kurt here. I think I caught your name was Wyatt. Is that Kurt?
Yes, sir. All right. I is Wyatt. Sorry. Coming in to Greenville from 123. KJ4, Cincinnati Mobile.
Copy that. Coming in Greenville by 123. I'm in Taylor's, headed down Howell Road towards 29. Pick up a grocery
order. I actually know where you're at. I don't know if he can still hear me. I still got some noise on this side.
From I can hear, he got a little gravel in there, but I can still make you out.
Yeah, I grew up over in Botany Woods. I have a good idea where you're at.
Yeah, coming right up on Botany Woods, as a matter of fact, probably about 300 yards and approaching.
HXS Mobile. 4VWA, KB2HXS. 2HXS listening.